This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion. We lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th, 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th, or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 9th of September, 2013. Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic Currency, is with me. And by the way, Ron, during the top of the hour break, I watched that video again.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'll tell you what. Here is the verbiage on this. United States Marine Corps Sergeant Shamar Thomas from Roosevelt, New York, went toe-to-toe with the New York Police Department. An activist in Occupy Wall Street movement, Thomas voiced his opinions of the NYPD police brutality that had been plaguing the POWs movement. The Occupy Wall Street movement.
Okay.
Thomas is a 24-year-old Marine veteran, two tours in Iraq, currently plays amateur football. Well, I wasn't too far off there. Amateur football is in college. He comes from a long line of people who sacrificed for their country. Mother, Army veteran in Iraq. Stepfather, Army active duty in Afghanistan. Grandfather, Air Force veteran, Vietnam. Great-grandfather, Navy veteran, World War II. And I'll tell you what. This, you know, I mean, this is absolutely crazy. Ron, when I went out to California to go see you and the group of doctors out there, I mean, in L.A. County, I'm talking to a sheriff, a deputy, a sergeant, and he and I spoke for more than an hour. At the end of that conversation, he was going to have a conversation with his wife, and he was going to make up his mind what he was going to do for the rest of his life for a job.
Wow.
I mean, because it was to talk to people that actually are in the know. You know, I mean, he has something to protect, a paycheck. Okay, I get that. Most cops do. I've had cops tell me, sheriff's deputies getting ready to retire. Well, I'm not going to worry about it. And, you know, in a year or two, I'm going to be retired. And I look at him and go, that's fine for you. I said, do you have any kids? Do you ever plan on, are you going to sterilize your children? They're not going to have children? They're going to have to live in this country. What the hell are you giving me that you are going to retire in a year or two? I don't care about that. I care about what you're going to do for your nation. I care about what you're going to do for your country. That's what I care about. Because it's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it is. Analyzing our society, I would say that the restraints have outweighed the liberties in this country at this point. We have so many police organizations, agencies throughout the country. If one doesn't wake up to what's really happening here, as the pressure on every American citizen is basically to make them as though they're cattle in a what do you call it, a corral.
Yeah.
That's basically what's happening here, and people aren't waking up to it.
Well, and here again we go. I mean, what is this all being set up for? Well, the powers that be understand that this economy is going to grind to a halt here. You know, thank God, and there are probably good people. This is probably already been this pure speculation on my part, but I'm almost sure some false flag stuff has been stopped by good people in this country. But I am surprised that false flags have not happened to the point where martial law is declared in this country. But we know that is coming. We know it's coming, and we know why it's coming. Because the economy will collapse. This is not subjective. This is not up to interpretation. This is a mathematical certainty. This economy will collapse. The world's economies are going to go down. And the reason why you're seeing those fusion centers out there, the military binding with the police, you know, just to be the first responders and to lend assistance. Lend assistance to what? Isn't there anything? Because we got the Second Amendment. Hell, I got a whole closet full of guns and bullets. You know, I'm ready to repel any invasion that comes. Russian, Chinese, I don't care. Indians, I don't care. Whoever the hell they are, I'm ready. I'm ready to defend my country. But what do you guys think that they've got you involved with here? Do you think I'm some kind of mad anti-government bomber? I love my country. I love my country deeply. I love it enough to tell the truth where it's unpopular to tell the truth. But a lot of you are taking the cowardly route. You're just putting your head down, putting your hands in your pocket, playing pocket pool, and you could care less what happens to the fellow Americans that you deal with every single day. You better wake the hell up. Because the first people to go down on this is going to be you guys. And they know that. They'll go through the police departments, the sheriffs, the deputies, the FBI. They don't give a crap. National Guard of the states, they don't care. Because you see, they've got the ultimate trump card. Just as we've been doing for how many years? The coalition forces through the United Nations. So after all you guys get knocked off, they'll bring in the United Nations peacekeeping troops to do what you've been witnessing them do for a number of years, what you have been practicing for a number of years, dynamic entries. You thought that was over drugs, you damn fools. This has been an ongoing education program for you. The dumbing down of America and the handing over to unlimited power to you people. And I'm telling you what. They're setting you up because your asses aren't bulletproof. And they know that. So I and people like me are your best friends, your best advocates. The only thing you got to do is just wake the hell up. Be an American, follow the law, the Constitution, and come and join the restoration of this great republic. And let's have peace and stability and sanctity and sanity once again. And let's knock off the bull. Holy mackerel. I got a caller here, and I have absolutely no idea who it is. It's Harley in Indiana. Hello, Harley.
Yes, John and Ron. I just wanted to comment real quick. I happen to have the TV on here, and I seen they were showing, they were putting all these microphones now. The council of either Mishawaka or South Bend just voted to install microphones all over the city.
Mm-hmm.
So they said they could probably only do 2-3 square mile areas because of the cost. But in other words, it's going to be an ongoing process of putting microphones so they could listen to gunfire and center in on the guns. And, of course, they interviewed a lady who kept saying, oh, it's great, it's great, it's great, this is what we need. Why have they waited so long?
Yeah, and they're always going to have those selected little things. What you don't see are the 9 that they can't use because these people are using language they can't even put on TV.
Oh, yes.
They're angry. They're upset. Same thing happened with the TSA. I was out at the Austin-Bergstrom Airport. They had news crews out there about 10 to 1. People were going, you know, this is crap. This is police state stuff. They take that one interview for the stupid person that, well, would give away with their liberty, their freedom, for a little bit of security.
I got two other things I'd like to comment on real quick, John.
Go ahead.
A long time ago, you interviewed some guy from Detroit about the Detroit and all the homes.
Yeah.
Well, at that time, they also had it on the news in South Bend that there was 80,000 vacant homes in South Bend, abandoned homes.
In South Bend, Indiana?
In South Bend, Indiana, yeah.
Hey, Harley, hang on a second. I've got to take this hard break. Hang on one second.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back. Let me get back to Harley here in 1 second. I want to tell folks that we are doing a pledge drive. It's been a rotten summer, folks. I mean, terrible. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the PayPal button, make a donation that way, or send checks, money order, FRNs, wrapped in foil, and I had to laugh. Got one in here today, and it was somebody that used some foil and put on the envelope, I see why you do this. So at any rate, RBN, just address it, RBN, 2251 Double Creek, two words, Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, two words again, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And that is the Round Rock sitting in the river that if it went past the midway point on the boulder, on the Round Rock, on the Chisholm Trail, you weren't supposed to drive your cattle across unless you wanted your cattle to float on downstream. But at any rate, Fred in Santa Cruz, $50. Thank you, sir. Brian in Vista, California, $50. Thank you, Brian. Thomas in Mesquite, Texas, $50. Robert Wilbur in Nebraska, $40. Thomas in Woodstock, Georgia. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Robert in Wilbur, Nebraska. Jeez. Thomas in Woodstock, Georgia, $50. And Art in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, $50. Please keep the donations coming. It's an important effort. This is going to put us exactly where we all need to be and start engaging in conversation with the intelligent people that want real change in this country. And this network is going to, that is our mission. So, and by the way, I promised Deanna Spingola I would do this. I made a mistake a couple of weeks ago. I got a little angry, as sometimes I do. And I mentioned her name with, I wish Deanna would stop bringing people on that say they love Adolf Hitler. Well, I talked to her yesterday. Nobody on her program ever said that. Okay, I was just a little concerned about some of the subject matter on some of the websites. So I am an error, Deanna Spingola, and I apologize. At any rate, Harley in Indiana. So they say that 80,000 in South Bend, Indiana.
Yes, and it was basically the same day or day before that you were interviewing the gentleman from Detroit about how many hundred thousands are abandoned up there.
You know, and this is systemic, and they're not talking about it on the mainstream media.
No, it was mentioned that night, you know, something about it, but you haven't heard it since.
No, and yeah, and who out there is the foreclosers? Who has to show up with the paperwork out there?
You know, they don't really say, of course.
Yeah, well, and it's the sheriff's department that has to do it.
I might comment, it come across my mind on the closing of properties, the sheriff and all that. One day when I went in to pay the property tax to the sheriff, I seen it was on the wall. They were posted for their officers and said, every time you pull over somebody without their seatbelt fastened, you are fighting crime. Nice mentality.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, just out there administratively revenuing their little keisters off.
You were commenting about, I think, the United Nations a minute ago and the troops and different things.
Yep.
There's available a document from Katanga. I don't know if you ever heard of it or not, or Catania.
Katanga, yeah, that it's the UN slaughter down there.
Yes, 49 angry doctors.
Yep.
It'll really open your eyes, and if you can find the document, I don't have any idea where to get it. I happen to have two. But if you can get it, it's got pictures of the things they did and everything.
Yeah. It's not a nice world out there, and you start connecting government with some bad people in corporations to do bad things. It's almost unstoppable.
Yes, and this were United Nations troops back, I believe, in the early 60s or late 50s.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So,
all right. Hey,
that's
Harley.
That's basically what I had, and I thank you, John. And I want to thank everybody who donates to you, because if I had it, John, I would give it to you in a heartbeat.
I know that you would, Harley. And I'll
I would. If I played the lottery and won $1 million or $2-3 million, you'd get most of it.
Well, I you know what? If I hit the lottery, I'd never ask for another dime from anybody, ever.
Well, I voted against the lottery when it was on the constitutional ballot in Indiana back around 76.
Yeah.
I voted no because I'm against it. I believe it's corrupt, and I've never bought a ticket in my life.
Well, and it's the corporate sanctioning of gambling.
See, well, yes, it is.
It's okay if you do it, or I'm sorry, they do it, but it's not okay if you don't, if you do it, because, well, it's illegal. Harley, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let me go to Conrad in Washington. I don't want to get too far behind the curve here. Hello, Conrad.
Oh, hello, John. Thanks for taking my call.
You better get off that speakerphone.
Oh, sorry. One second. I'm on my headset. Is that better?
You are in an echoey place.
Okay, one second. Let me step outside.
Okay.
Okay, is that better now? Can you hear me better?
Oh, much better. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, I've been a long-time listener, and it's been several years since I called in. I really appreciate the efforts of you, your colleagues, all the other hosts on the air. You guys are doing a tremendous job, and it certainly is a great time in history to be a truth teller. The reason I called in is, well, first of all, let me just preface this by saying that I'm sure you get a lot of people calling in saying, well, I have inside information, and so-and-so in Defense Department or whatever said this. Well, a dude I know told me about a year ago, he said that the reason why we backed down from pressuring Iran and attacking Iran specifically was this. He said a couple years ago, give or take, there was a delegation of Chinese diplomats and diplomats from other oil-dependent nations in Eastern Europe and around Asia and whatnot who went to the White House, and they said, guys, if you attack Iran, they're guaranteeing the Samsonite option. They're guaranteeing that if they're attacked with no justification, that they will lob thousands, tens of thousands of missiles and destroy the pipelines around Dubai, UAE, Saudi Arabia. And even if they don't manage to block the Straits of Hormuz, they said what will happen is within a few weeks, maybe America and NATO countries will have the economic levers to be able to stabilize the situation and prevent unrest and anarchy and insurrection. But they said what would happen in China is things would quickly spiral out of control. We would lose control of our people when there's no gas at the pumps, no food being shipped into the industrial areas and the cities. And they said it's suicide for us if you do this. And they basically threatened they'll retaliate with any weapons that they feel are necessary or at their disposal to prevent America from attacking Iran. And furthermore, they would cash in on the securities that they hold for U.S. debt. What say you, sir?
Where did the bulk of that information come from? Veterans Today?
No. This came from a gentleman that I know. I can't be specific about his name or where he works or anything, but I can say he works in and around the Defense Department, and that's what he heard. I think it was probably second or third hand information.
Yeah.
It seems logical, though.
Well, and if you think about that, this is multifaceted, okay? This is multifaceted. First of all, it is the oil bourse over there. It is supporting the United States dollar with oil, okay? But pretty much the Middle East has told us to go fly a kite. That's the problem they have with Iran right now, is that they'll sell all the oil that anybody wants, but they'll do it in everything else but U.S. dollars. Another thing that the Mideast countries don't believe in, and I want people to understand, this is not an endorsement for the Muslim nations or their religion or anything else. I'm just presenting the facts of what they will not do to their own people. Usury, fractionalized reserve banking, and what you've seen us being victimized for almost 100 years in this country. But it has to do with that. Also, it is the wishes of Israel to basically smack these countries down and make them subservient. Okay, they're a little bit too powerful, wield too much power with too much money. And they don't even want a whisper of a threat against Israel. Okay, that's another part of it. A lot riding on this. Pipeline stuff, I'd heard that story before, but like you, I can't verify it except by middleman person.
Sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Let me take one more call here, and then we'll move into subject matter at hand. Mike in Minnesota. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Good.
Great. And who somebody is. Now, this whole administrative thing you keep mentioning, I mean, to me, a court administrator is a commissar. Isn't it about the same thing?
Well, it's people delegated a certain amount of power that they shouldn't be delegated under our form of government.
Because I'm dealing, I don't want to go into it enough, but I'm dealing with this whole administrative process right now, and it's a nightmare.
Yes, it is.
It's a nightmare.
Yes, it is, and it's designed that way.
And, I mean, that people could have, people, little toadstools could have that much power over your life, is, and they walk around like zombies. I'm not saying that to make fun of them. They do. You just look in their eyes. It's like they're soulless. And these people are, like, controlling my life right now, you know, from afar, so to speak, you know, down at the county. And it's just, I'm just hoping that this thing breaks apart so bad that that system just goes away.
Well, and I'm not
it
looking...
It just goes away.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that, Mike. The problem...
Start new.
Pardon?
Start new.
Yeah, the problem with that is that we do have real enemies around the globe. In internal strife, when things start breaking down, you have to be on guard. You have to be looking over your shoulder at what's coming at you. And that's the problem that I have with that. If we make a reasoned, oh God, here I'm using that term, approach to the restoration of this country. It's going to be a process. It'll take some time, but it will not be chaotic. Chaos, the bad people really love chaos. A lot of bad things happen in chaotic situations. It does not have to be. It has taken us a while to get into this mess. It's going to take a while to get out, but nobody has to panic. Nobody has to go off to the hooskow. Nobody has to die. Okay?
It's just the strangest thing was, I don't know, maybe Ron McDonald could answer this question, but the thing is this, everything's based on the dollar. Now, the thing is this, if we pay our taxes in dollars, this, that, the other, well, if there's no more dollar to pay the taxes in, and if the county seizes the house, who the hell are they going to sell the house to if nobody has any dollars? I mean, they're stuck with real estate that has no value because everything, the value is the dollar.
Yeah. Mike, a moral society would recognize that a house that is foreclosed on is stolen. And those kinds of people would never, ever buy that house. It would just sit there forever until it fell apart. If we woke up tomorrow and people took their greedy aspect of themselves and stopped it immediately, all these foreclosures would cease to exist. They'd have to find a new strategy to tax people, essentially.
I wish that were true, you know, because when you have a foreclosure out here, who's at the farmer's foreclosure? All the other farmers buying up his equipment.
That was that way back in the 80s.
That's how it is now. I've been to them.
Okay.
I've been to a lot of foreclosures out here to buy knickknacks or, you know, and a lot of times what it is it's somebody, they just ran out of money or whatever, and they're going into the nursing home or whatever. But some of these are tax sales where, you know, they bought too much equipment, and, you know, they bought the Monsanto line, they bought extra land, and they got in over their head. And then the county came and took it all, you know, or the bank.
Well, see, if we were, you know, if we treated those people who bought those items as relatively thieves along with the county stealing the property, if we looked at them and said, you know, you're nothing more than a thief because it was a thief that took the property in the first place. There's always a means by which one can work out the debts that they owe. But stealing their property is not the means.
That's what it is, too. I mean, I don't even, the last time, it's been years since I've been to an auction because I went to one, it wasn't even a foreclosure, actually. The woman had passed away. But just something stuck in my throat at that auction. It was about 5 years ago. It was the last time I went to one. And I just looked at all the people standing around me, and, you know, it's people I went to church with and this and this and that. And the feeling that I got, and that's the reason why I don't go to them no more, I felt like I was picking over the bones of people. It just was a really weird feeling, almost like casting lots.
You're right on point. That's precisely what it is.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does, because
that's
precisely.
And it just left a bad taste in my mouth, and I never went to one since, but I did years ago.
I understand. All right, Mike, I appreciate your call. Anything else you wanted to say, Ron, about this?
No, but, you know, it's always appealed to the greed aspect of humanity, all these, hey, get a good deal sort of thing.
Yeah.
But you get it at your neighbor's loss.
Well, isn't that socialism?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Vitaly in California. Hello, sir.
Hello, this is Vitaly. Thank you for taking my call. So I'm not exactly sure about the topic of show today, but, well, I mean, as I'm sure everybody listening, and I'm sure you know a lot of news about Syria lately, but, I mean, I can tell you that pretty much only substantial Russian military base left outside of Russia, you know, not within Russian territory, is in Syria. And this is kind of a problem for the Russian government, for Putin, because basically the attack that Obama wants to do on Syria kind of looks like they're trying to strip away Russian territory and Russian influence in the Middle East. So, you know, I'm thinking, like, basically Obama he's messing with fire, and I think that the attack will not happen. Putin is very serious, And he says, look, guys, I mean, if you do this, we are going to deliver S-400 missile defense systems to Syria, and they will basically take down planes, take down bombers, probably even some stealth bombers. It could develop into World War III. And in my opinion, this would be a very bad idea. But furthermore, I mean, even in Russian news like now, they're not saying, oh, it's all American people, Americans this. I mean, they're telling us, they're saying, like, listen, guys, American people, even by wide margin, do not support this effort. People calling congressmen every day, you know, saying, guys, don't attack Syria. Don't do this. People go into town hall meetings and stuff. It's like, why this government think they can defy will of overwhelming majority of people? What is going on, John? What is going on?
Vitaly, it is because, and how long, let me ask you a question. How long you been in this country?
8 years, approximately.
Your English is very good.
Thank you.
And by the way, my wife and I, we want to one day, if we're not going to get our keisters shot off by our own government, would very much like to go to Russia. And I'm going to call on you, Vitaly, to be our personal tour guide.
Yes, absolutely. I appreciate it. Yes,
yeah, not a problem.
Thank you.
But yes. here's the problem, yes, and I saw this when the G20 was going on, when Obama did his little press conference over there. I could already tell that that Vladimir Putin took him behind the woodshed and basically kicked his little narrow black butt. You could see it in his face. And
absolutely.
And what's really strange about this is here in America, we're still not trusting of the Russians because we had Glasnost go on. We saw the dismantling of our nuclear facilities here. Gorbachev, what did he do? He hit the Presidio out there, and he went about helping to shut down American bases. If I were to cast a vote, Vitaly, I would believe Vladimir Putin long before I would believe Barack Obama. That's for damn sure. Am I grateful that we're not staring down the rifles of Russians right now? Yeah, the same way as people there are glad that we're not exchanging gunfire and we're not at war. This is a very dangerous thing that's going on in the Middle East. And yes, Russia has interest over there. Yes, they do have stuff on the ground. Yes, they do have ships. Yes, there are subs in the area. And they do mean business. And what is happening is this is the real game now. This isn't a bunch of people that have AK-47s and RPGs and are hiding in caves. Now we're dealing with a real military that can fight back. And what's happening here politically in this country, Vitaly, is they're looking at this and going, wait a minute, this really could turn into World War III. This is why, at least politically, Obama is losing support. Because we're staring at a situation here that could rapidly get out of control and go nuclear.
Can I tell you what my opinion is about the future of this course of events and what will ultimately happen?
Hang on a second. I've got a hard break that I've got to take. And I never did get around to the subject matter that Ron and I wanted to talk about today. But you know what? That's all right, because we got to talk to each one of you. Vitaly, hold on a second. We'll take the 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. heartandbody.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back talking with Vitaly, 8 years in this country. By the way, before you get off Vitaly and what you think is going to happen out of this Middle East deal, what do you think of the United States?
Well, this is basically my opinion is this. There is going to come a time, probably maybe by 2018, where finally the upper-level, mid-level officers, generals, admirals, basically get together and say that only alternative to destruction of countries is to have military coup. Because if you make, for example, proper assessment of the situation, I was supportive of Ron Paul. I know guys go to meetings, say we are in militia, this and that. Militia, never going to win. In advanced countries, China, Russia, America, the weapons will blow you out of the forest, find you with forward-looking infrared. Is only alternative to the New World Order, completely destroying this country and the rest of the world, is for military leaders to get together, march into the White House, arrest president, vice president, members of Congress, shut off all communication with the rest of the world for 96 hours, close all ports of entry, round up these criminals, give them trials, apply justice retroactively, basically means that laws they passed before to justify their crimes are null and void, then send the worst offenders to Fukushima, put them on camera, would be, what this word I'm looking for is, like, with the appropriate justice, and then for other people, it's trial and the end of a rope. And cut and dried, bottom line, case closed, that's it, move on with your life, get rid of Federal Reserve Bank, no fiat currency, situation will be completely fixed, and we can thank military for that.
Okay, two questions for you, Vitaly. How old are you, and what did you do when you were in Russia?
Well, I appreciate the question. I would actually not like to disclose too much about where I come from, Russia, what I was doing, but I mean, I can tell you that I come from basically area between Moscow and Vladivostok, so near Siberia. But I've lived all over. I've lived back and forth between Russia and America. I'm an exporter.
Vitaly, the only reason I ask you that is because you were very specific about dates, and you seem to have a pretty good grasp on the situation, the political situation worldwide. That's the only reason. You don't have to be specific, but were you in a position to know intelligence? Let me just say it that way.
Well, no, absolutely not. Okay. Relatives in FSB.
That's fine.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, but John, I want to thank you very much for taking my call, and absolutely, if you go to Russia someday, I would be happy to be a representative, but I would advise American people interested in traveling to Russia to be careful at this time, because as is the case with after the Iraq war, people were against Americans, it was dangerous to travel abroad, and at this time, unfortunately, the situation has not changed. So I would say wait a few years and...
Yeah, well, and the political dust has to settle, but we have got to make inroads in stabilizing things because they're way too dangerous and the wrong people are sitting in seats of power that they shouldn't be. And I have a problem with military coups because once those happen, you don't know, you don't really have a say-so on how things are going to go. So having said that, the only other Russian I've had such a conversation with, Vitaly, was actually Marina Oswald, and we all know who Marina Oswald was. All right. Hey, Vitaly, thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Okay. Now, there's an interesting call.
I liked his ideas, but military coup, no, we would lose the country.
Well, he's right. He's right about the militia.
Yeah.
He is right about that, and this is one of the main reasons why I separated years ago from groups of people that I was associating with, because they were stuck in Stupidville. Whereas this is an educational project that has to go on, and it has to be big enough where it has the potential. And I'm not one of these blue sky people. I'm a realist, folks. I know we're not going to be able to reach everybody, but we don't have to reach everybody. We just have to reach the right people. For them to understand that, wait a minute, I'm not alone in my feelings and my thoughts. If we were to compare notes, my God in heaven, throughout generations, doesn't matter your station in life, doesn't matter if you're past military, past police, it wouldn't matter. We compared our notes, we would agree. We all want the same things here. It's just how it's going about getting it, but you don't know who's pulling your strings, and that's the problem I have. But yeah, I'm with you, Ron. I've asked this question before. Why hasn't a contingent of Marines just walked into the damn White House and said, come on, let's go. It's time to go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, I think it was at Hague that when what president was it that was hit? Was that wasn't Kennedy under Hague, but when the president was shot, he said he was next in line.
Oh, that was Reagan.
Yeah, under Reagan, yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
And that was, yeah.
That scared the bejeebies out of me.
Yeah, well, and when I heard that, I was like, are you kidding me? Who the hell just elected you, God? What was his name?
I thought it was Haig or something.
Alexander Haig.
Haig, yeah.
You're right, yeah. Yeah, that was under Ronald Reagan. And back then, that caught my attention. You know,
I knew if he took control, we would be under martial law right now. Total martial law.
Man, this is not good. This is not good. You know, when I talked to Marina Oswald, first question out of my face, did your husband kill Kennedy? No, he did not. And I, you know, I could, I've got this sense when I talk to people, you know, I've got that BS meter.
Yeah.
And then never moved off the peg. And I said to her, I said, what do you think about what's going on in the United States? And this was 15 years ago. She says, it's looking like Russia. She said Soviet Union. It's looking like the Soviet Union more and more. And I went, whoa, whoa. So you're telling me your husband was a patsy, he did not kill Kennedy? And she said, that's what I am saying. That's what I am telling you. And she had nothing to gain by saying that. She had everything to gain by going along with the program and shutting her mouth. She had everything to gain by just sitting down and shutting up and not saying anything. She was running a risk talking to me, and I'm always grateful that she did. I'm always grateful for that. Do I have another? Okay, don't have another caller. Well, we didn't.
Yeah.
We'll have to save this until the next time. But what's going on with your petition for the alternative writ of prohibition?
It's moving forward. I have a lot of callers that have called me wanting the petition to do it in their own state. It's education right now that's happening.
Okay.
Without education, people will fail. And one of the things one of the problems is they call up, want the petition. I said, well, this isn't geared for your state yet. We have to get together and we have to change the laws within the writ to conform to your state laws. So otherwise, it's moving very well.
Okay. And now there's another meeting that's going to take place.
Yes. Down in Palm Springs on November 20th and 21st.
Now, that's Palm Springs, California, right?
Yes, that's right. I should have said that, huh?
Okay. And, okay, as the date nears here, if people want to attend this, now, it is not cheap.
It depends. If they're professionals, then they pay the price. But it's tailored for all people to come, actually. So it's not, we're not eliminating anyone out of it. If they can't afford, they can't afford. That's one thing.
I understand. Well, the petition for the alternate writ of prohibition, mandamus, that was prepared for the California Supreme Court. And I noticed Dr. Robert Rowan's name is on that.
We're going to take him off that.
Though. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Who's going to be marching in and doing battle? You?
It could be me, yes.
It could be you.
Yes.
Oh, good. I could sell tickets around that. Oh, they're gonna try to slice and dice you, my friend.
Oh, I just wait for the Attorney General to start defending the United States, and I'm gonna object to him even continuing on that.
See what the problem is that I've discovered, Ron, is they really don't understand the parallel government that's out there.
They don't understand
how it's been flipped. And why it's operating the way it is. And that's what we're educating people about. And they are fascinated. They can't get enough. Because the veil is lifted. They start to understand the lies. And they start seeing very clearly what's going on. And to watch this happen within people, it's like watching them be reborn. Ron, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey.
I'll see you next Monday, my friend.
All right. My pleasure.
All righty. And thank you all for being here. Andy Hoffman will be with me tomorrow. Join us then. Thank you for being here. And don't forget, we're in the middle of a pledge drive. Make that donation, please.
Freedom.